going to start with Roger DeCosta, the team manager. Roger, once again, Team USA arrive as favourites, but as a team, you last won the Motocross of Nations in 2011. There's another new group of riders coming together. How has the preparation been in the last few weeks coming into Riga?
Well, we are pretty excited about coming back and trying to win the trophy back. And we have a young rider here in Germany. He just won his first national championship in Riga. And we look forward to this weekend.
And in terms of your preparation coming in, when did you guys arrive?
We arrived a little bit different times, but everybody was here by, I think, by Wednesday night.
And happy with the preparation so far in general?
Yeah, Eli and Jeremy, they rode a local track here, about 20K from here. I don't know what the name of the place is. And they did some riding. Ryan, we are scheduled not to ride, so he did not ride. And but I think everybody is healthy and happy to be here and looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you, Roger. Ryan, going to come to you, riding in MX1. Been on Team USA since 2009. You have 3 wins, 2 podiums. There's no deep sand of Belgium this year, no deep ruts of Germany like last year. But does this place look a little bit more to your liking, having what you've seen, knowing what you've seen so far?
Yeah, definitely. Looks a lot of fun. Got a chance to walk the track today, and first time here, so just trying to take it all in and get a little better read. Obviously, tomorrow when the track gets cut in, tomorrow we'll get more of the idea. But for sure, feel good. Had a good couple weeks of preparation coming in. And got here Wednesday. Been hanging out with Jeremy and Eli and the rest of the team and just kind of getting ready for the weekend. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, the journalists might have some questions for you in a moment, but we'll move to Jeremy, riding in NX2. Jeremy, obviously, you're a Motocross of Nations rookie this year coming in, and I think you're the first Yamaha rider since Timmy Ferry back in 2004 to represent Team USA on a Yamaha. How is your knowledge of this Motocross of Nations event? What do you know about it?
I've learned quite a bit over the last couple of days, but you know, I got a great team manager with Roger and a great team with Eli and Ryan, so they've brought me all up to date and I know what's going on.
And coming in as an MA250 champion, there'll be a lot of attention and focus on you inevitably, but do you think you're ready for the challenge that this race is about to throw up?
You know, I just have fun racing my dirt bike, and I've never been overseas, and I have an experience here to ride with a bunch of new riders and learn and have fun, so that's going to be really awesome.
All right. And Eli, finally to you, obviously the second nations for you. You did Germany last year, probably remembered for many reasons, especially the first moto, but you know, you're coming here and once again, but you're on a big bike this time around.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you know, last year was a great time, you know, but we're always there to win, and it was up and down, but going back to here, the track looks awesome. You know, it has really good soil. We don't have much of that type in the U.S., you know, so it's going to be something new to us, but I think us 3 riders all get along on this type of soil, so it's going to be fun.
Talking to people that know the U.S. scene, they say that this track probably best represents Southwick in terms of its type of terrain. Is that quite a true analysis, do you think?
I think so, from what I've seen. I mean, there's a section at Millville, that's in Minnesota, that's a little bit sandy like that, has a little bit of a hard base. You know, I don't know what the space really gets like yet, but I think we're all going to enjoy it.
All right, any questions for Team USA, please, from the media?
Ryan, we understood, we got reports earlier in the year that you were due to get married this weekend. Was that correct?
No, I was never getting married. I was always getting married November 1st, so no. I'm here, I'm racing, all the rumors, no good.
Okay, thank you.